As a matter of fact, I want to tell you, and please don't misinterpret my words. I'm not trying to brag or to boast. I mean, I'm very far from it. But whatever I said now is not just an idea. To need an experience. Let me say that the secret of this paradise, of combining, uniting, merging many generations into one community, where the discrepancy of creeds disappeared, where years play no role, centuries have no significance, where generations, I mean, can, so to say, commune with each other. I do experience every time I enter the classroom at the issue. And I've been a teacher for the last, how many years? Oh, you make me very old. Whenever I enter the classroom, which is crowded with boys who could be, as far as age is concerned, my grandchildren. I enter the classroom as an old man, I am old, with a wrinkled face and eyes reflecting fatigue and the sadness of old age. You have to be old in order to experience that sadness. It's a very strange sadness. It's the melancholy of things, of remembering things. Things will disappear, don't exist. When I enter a classroom, I sit down, and opposite me, rows of boys, young boys, with beaming eyes, beaming faces, clear eyes, radiating the joy of being young. And always when I enter, you know, I enter in a very pessimistic mood. I always enter the class in despair. And I ask myself, I mean, every time I enter the classroom, can there be a dialogue between an old teacher and young students? Between a Rebbe in his Indian summer, and boys enjoying the spring of their lives. I start here. I don't know what the conclusion will be. Whenever I start here, the door opens, another old man walks in and sits down. He is older than I am. Oh, the Talmudim call him the Rab, he's older than the Rab, right? He's the grandfather of the Rab. His name is Reb Chaim Brisker, and without whom, no shir can be doing it nowadays. Then the door opens quietly again, and another old man comes in. He's older than Reb Chaim. He lives in the 17th century. What's his name? Shach Saitoyen, is the famous Shach, who must be present when dinamomenes are being discussed. And we study about Mitzvah, about the coming. But, and then more visitors show up. Some of the visitors lived in the 11th century, some in the 12th century, some in the 13th century, some lived in antiquity. Rabbi Akiva, Rashi, Rabbi Netam, the Ravid, the Rashbo, more and more tapir coming. Of course, what do I do? I introduce them to my pupils, and the dialogue commences. The Rambam says something, the Rambam disagrees. And sometimes it's very nasty. But very sharp. How strong is he? He's a girl driver. A boy jumps up to defend the rammer with the girl driver. And the boy is fresh, you know, the boys are, young boys are fresh. So the language he uses is improper, he uses improper language, so I correct him. And another boy jumps up with a new idea. The Rajbo smiles gently. I try to analyze what the young boy meant. Another boy intervenes. We call upon the Rabbi Natan to express his opinion, and suddenly a symposium of generations comes into existence. Generations! Young boys, 22, 23, 24 years of age, our boys who are just 18 years old are in my class. One generation, then my generation, then the generation of Reb Chaim Brisker, then the generation of the Shah, then the generation of the Rashbo, the Ramban, the generation of the Rambam, generation of Rashi, the generation of the Rabbi Natan, and then I mean there's no end. What about Rav Heiber? What about Rav Akiva? Rav Elazar? Rav Yechon Nezaka? All generations somehow. We all speak one language. But Tikkun Oretz, Sofa Achas, Sudvorim Achorim. We all chat, we all laugh, we all enjoy the company, and we all pursue one goal. We all are committed to a common vision. And we all operate in the same categories. There is Masera collegiality, friendship, comradeship between old and young, between antiquity, middle ages, and modern times. The rockets, this unity of generations, this march of centuries, this conversation of generations, this dialogue between antiquity and present, will finally bring the redemption of the Jew. Let me tell you that at the conclusion of 3 years, sometimes 4 hours, I mean, I have here a good witness. I emerge young and related, younger than my peers. They are tired, exhausted, some of them young. I feel happy. I have defeated age. I have defeated oldness. I emerged young, less fatigued, less exhausted than my young pupils. We belong to the same Masora community, where generations meet, where hands, no matter how wrinkled and parchment dry one hand is, and how soft and warm the other hand is, shake, unite. And in a community where the great dialogue continues, when I was looking at the baby, was redeemed, this evening. I don't know whether he'll be in my place, whether I live to have him. But someone will sit and teach the baby. And the baby is already a member of the community, of the great Masorah community. And I feel as if it is possible to establish communication with this baby.